His dad was. When he got there, he crouched down in front of him. "Got a play for me, coach?" he said. Richie Walker looked at Mr. Ross, then back at Danny. "Yeah," he said. "Mine." Chapter 33. His dad started to describe it to him. Danny cut him off, saying he didn't need anybody to draw him a picture on this one. "I've known this play my whole life," he said. "They'll be looking for you to pass," Richie said. "Yeah," Danny said. "Won't they?" Then he ran back across the court, feeling fresh all of a sudden, and told the Warriors he had a play he thought just might beat the Vikings. Ty and Michael Harden were on opposite sidelines, just inside the midcourt line. Will and Oliver Towne went to the corners. Danny had the ball at midcourt. He could hear Darryl Sr. yelling at the Vikings to watch Ty. "He's gonna give it to Ty," Darryl Sr. said. Danny kept it instead. He dribbled toward the free throw line, straight down the middle of the court. When Andy Main and Darryl Jr. double-teamed him, Danny wheeled around at top speed and dribbled right back outside. 40 seconds left. Now he dribbled to his left, toward Ty, just as Ty ran toward him. Dayrod, still covering Ty, seemed sure Danny was about to pass it to him. Except Danny didn't pass, just put the ball through his legs, spun around again, came back to the middle. 30. He looked over at Michael Harden. Behind Michael, he could see his mom and Tess standing there, holding hands like statues. Danny wondered if his mom knew what she was watching, watching him dribbling out the clock the way his dad had. The only difference was, Richie Walker's team had been ahead by a point at the end of the big game, not one behind. With 10 seconds left, Will and Oliver ran out of the corners the way they were supposed to. Ty ran down to where Will had been, in the left corner. Darryl Sr. yelled at Darryl Jr. to stay where he was, forget his man, guard the basket like he was the back guy in a zone. Danny made his move down the middle. When he got inside the free throw line, Darryl Jr. stepped up to double-team him along with Andy Main. Danny Walker went left hand, right hand, then back again, the ball as low to the ground as dust, splitting the two of them with a perfect double crossover, like in the driveway. He was wide open, but only for an instant, on account of here came Dayrod. Now Danny passed. He passed with a left hand that suddenly didn't hurt one single bit, made a perfect bounce pass to Ty Ross without even looking, knowing exactly where Ty would be, just as if he were one of the folding chairs in the driveway. Then Danny turned his head to see Ty make the catch. And the layup that beat the stinking Vikings. Everything seemed to happen at fast-forward speed after that, like somebody in the crowd had a remote in his hands. He saw his dad standing and pumping his arms over his head, crutches forgotten on the floor next to him, looking as happy as Danny had ever seen him. Then his mom was over there with his dad, an arm around his shoulder, his mom acting like his crutch. Tess Hewitt came running for Danny then, started to put her arms around him, then pulled back, remembering his shoulder. "Is a hug allowed?" He said, yeah, it was allowed. And she ducked her head and leaned down and hugged him, and he hugged her back. When he pulled away from Tess, not sure where to go next, Ty Ross was standing in front of him, grinning this goofy-looking grin from ear to ear. "Nice pass," he said. "Nice shot," Danny said. The two of them shook hands the regular way. The old-school way. Then Ty kept holding on to Danny's hand and somehow lifted him up in the air in the same motion. Then Will was there, and Bren, putting Danny up on their shoulders, carrying him around the court the way the old Vikings had carried his dad once. Danny looked down on the day and thought, so this is what everything looks like from up here. This is Oliver Wyman. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Travel Team by Mike Lupica. This program was produced and directed by Charles DeMontebello. Executive producer, Dan Zitt. Text copyright 2004 by Mike Lupica. Production copyright 2005, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, this is Jim Dale, narrator of the Harry Potter audiobook series. Listening to audiobooks isn't just great entertainment, it's also a great way for your family to experience and enjoy books together. Studies have shown that listening to stories read aloud helps children build vocabulary, improve their reading skills, and succeed more readily in school. It's an important step on the road to becoming a good reader, and one of the best ways to help ensure a lifelong love of literature for the children you care about. Thank you, and happy listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.